It is kind of eerie. We've kind of tried to downplay that all these playoff runs, but yeah, I mean, I would be lying to you if I told you it didn't sound, it didn't feel like 07. I mean, we're playing the Patriots again too, but it's been fun, man. You know, both teams have had their own identities. You know, you don't want to take anything away from you know, the 07 team, but this team just seems like you know, we're going to be a tough out. We've always said that, and for some reason though, when we get in these playoffs, man, we just know how to win these type of games. You give a lot of credit to the 49ers, man, because that's an awesome football team. We just made one more play than they did tonight.
What is the unique quality
that you think? Honestly, at the end of the day, we really don't care what other people outside think.
What do you think?
I think that, you know, these last couple of weeks, man, we finally realized, you know, 11 guys playing as one is tough to beat. I think for a lot of parts of this season, we play as individuals. And we clicked it on at the right time. We got a little bit healthier, and you know, when you got, you know, Tom leading you, he's gonna put you in positions to win the football games. And the confidence level of this team, whether it's on offense, defense, or special teams, we always feel like if it's close, man, we're gonna figure out a way to pull it out.
Were you aware of how many hits your quarterback took tonight?
He took way too many. But, you know, you give those guys credit. Those guys up front are an awesome group, man. It's led by Justin Smith.
What did he tell you about your quarterback?
That's a tough guy. We already know he's tough, man. I don't know how many games he's played in a row, but it's a lot. And, you know, he's took some hits. We give him a lot of grief about, you know, his dorky appearance, and he doesn't look like he's been in a weight room ever. But that guy's a tough guy, man. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He keeps ticking, and he keeps firing it. And, you know, he's the leader of this football team because of that. You know, we respect that guy tremendously. And it's, you know, I think we respect him differently than a quarterback. You know, normally we just respect him because he's the quarterback. Well, I respect Eli. We respect Eli as a football player. A great football mind. He's a tough guy.
A lot of times this season you've said, you know, you watch Eli pull up the win.
Yeah.
And I like the defense. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's another team effort. I know, you know, we played a great game on defense, but at the end of the day, man, we can't do anything without, you know, the offense playing well. Special teams stepped up big for us tonight. And, you know, I got to give my guy Merrill Hodge some credit. I was watching ESPN today. He said, you know, they was comparing defenses. Do defenses win championships? No, they don't. Teams win championships. And this is a great football team right now. I mean, we're playing our best football at the right time. You know, we've had kind of a roller coaster year this year, and but all that's forgotten because it counts now. And you know, we're starting to gel. And we're starting to play our best ball. And we still got, you know, hopefully we still got our best game ahead of us. But I'm very proud of the way we've approached the last couple of weeks. And it starts in the practice. It starts in the film room. It starts, you know, when we get back on Wednesday, we'll be back right back at it. You know, trying to figure out how we're going to put a scheme together to stop Tom Brady and that bunch. So that's where it starts for us. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, I've been our focal point.
Did all this start with the Jets?
Excuse me.
I mean, was there a moment in the Jets game? It just seemed like you guys were a different team after.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. We haven't lost since then. So, you know, I don't know if the Jet Week brought out, you know, this, I guess, this resurgence of us. But, you know, that week was an emotional football week. We kind of started to click there. So that's when it started. But I don't think it would have mattered if we was playing the Jets that week or, you know, it didn't matter who we was playing that week. For some reason or another, we just looked at ourselves that week after that Redskins loss and just said we can do better than this. And at the end of the day, when you got 11 guys playing as one on that football field, man, you're going to be a tough out.
What's the feeling like? You're ready to go up on the field and defense after you find the ball and then all of a sudden you get the offense gets back?
Well, we just felt like, you know, that was two great defenses going at this game. I really felt like we weren't going to score on their defense and they weren't going to score on our defense. That was one of those games just back and forth, man. I mean, I give a lot of credit. I don't even know who caused the fumble, but whoever did, that was Jaquan. That's my guy. That's my guy. So, I mean, it was just a big play. You know, we always talk about big players make big plays in big-time games. And Jaquan is, you know, for a rookie, that guy has really stepped up for us this year. And the whole special teams unit. You know, San Francisco has been known for having a great special teams unit. I think we outplayed them tonight.
What's it like watching special teams make plays against that? You saw last year special teams took so much criticism.
Yeah. It has, man, and I give credit to those guys, man. Something about this team, we've been very resilient this year in all phases. I think offense has been the most consistent, but now it seems like all three phases are playing, their best ball, and, that's what it's going to take. I'm already thinking about what it's going to take to beat the Patriots, and, that's what it's going to take, all three phases playing on one. And we always feel like it starts up front with us. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to lead this football team. I would say, Eli and the D-line is probably, this team kind of goes as those two units go. And so it's been fun to see how we've kind of strung together some runs here. Our D-line has played well, but, that's where it's going to start. Tom Brady's a great quarterback. Probably going to go down as, I'll probably say one of, top three quarterbacks ever play this game. So we know what it's going to take to beat them. We played them before. We've had some great history against them, but you can throw all that out the window. They're going to bring their best game in Indy, and, hopefully we'll do the same.
What was it, Justin? Was anything going through your mind as that last punt was down?
Go stop them again. I was actually thinking, I know exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking, well, we kind of flipped the field on them. Elford gets a good punt here, we can – hopefully pin them down deep and get our offense some good field position coming back. So, luckily for me, that didn't have to happen.
What was the mindset of your defense in overtime?
Make sure they don't score. We knew that Akers has a strong leg, and they kind of had the wind at their back. So, we really didn't have too much, room for error. And, we just stepped up and played, giant football, giant defense. And, I mean, that's very rewarding because, obviously you saw what they did against the Saints in similar situations at the end of the game. And, obviously that's in the back of your mind. You're just thinking to yourself, man, we can't allow them to do that. So, we strung together some great drives there on defense, getting the three and outs and getting the ball back to our offense. I mean, it's very important. I think it wore their defense out a little bit. Obviously they still played a great football game, but anytime you can get their offense off the field and get the ball back into Eli's hand and that group, man, you stand a great chance. So, but that's always our goal: get the three and outs, make sure that they can't get any rhythm there, and it just most of the time it flows downhill from you from there.
Justin, how tired are you?
I gotta go, guys. I gotta go.
Thank you.